Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
On Beacon Hill, the state Senate begins debate today on amendments to its proposed $36 billion state budget plan for next year. One of those amendments would increase wages for home health care aides who care for the elderly or the disabled, allowing them to stay in their own homes. As WBUR's Asma Khalid reports, the demand for home health care aides is growing, but their salaries are not.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics finds home health aide and personal care aide are two of the fastest growing occupations in the country. The need for both is expected to grow by nearly 50% over the next decade. But their median annual wages are below the poverty level for a family of four. One woman who's trying to make that math work is Francia Fortuna, a single mom with two kids.
So what are you going to do today? It's a nice day outside.
4 days a week, Fortuna helps Natalie DeMarco, showering him, changing his bed sheets, even making his morning espresso.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Try see if you like it. If you want me to put more sugar. I have no family in this country, so you feel like you work with the family. You like these people, you love these people like they are part of the family.
And DeMarco says the feeling is mutual. He's on his own. He says he's getting older and sicker every day. He has a bad back, heart problems, high blood pressure.
I got everything, you name it. I take 22 pills a day. Can you imagine?
I just gotta make it, okay?
Yeah, please.
An Italian satellite channel hums from the TV in DeMarco's bedroom as Fortuna helps him get dressed and makes his bed.
You know, it's a hard job for these people. They do everything. Without them, we'd be in the cemetery.
Fortuna makes $10.42 an hour, and she tries to work as much as possible. The hours are irregular.
I'm a single mother, so the more hours I work, really, honestly, the more money I make, and that's what I need, bring money for the kids, for the house.
She works with different clients around East Boston, 6 days a week. But the pay is so poor, she's on food stamps, too.
I don't know. So sometimes, you know, I worry about it because sometimes I go short with my bills. I cannot pay on time, honest to God.
That's not unusual. About 40% of workers are on some form of public assistance, says Lisa Gorgoni. She's the director of the Home Care Aid Council. It's this sort of trade association for all the home care agencies in the state.
One of the things we see is that a lot of people who work in this field don't stay because the wage is so low. And we hear from aides time and time again that they love the work, they love working with clients, but they can't support their families on the wage.
On average, home care aides in Massachusetts make $11.56 an hour. That's higher than the current minimum wage. But Gugoni says they get work a few hours at a time and piece together a salary. In a year, it adds up to less than $16,000.
If you look at the national data, most home care aides are single moms. A lot of them are minorities. And they're really struggling to make ends meet.
And they're mostly immigrants. Gorgoni says those workers have not had a proper pay raise since 2008. But now Gorgoni has found an advocate in the State House, Senator Pat Jalin from Somerville.
These are people who provide a really, really important service for very vulnerable people, and they're not paid enough to support their families.
Jalin has filed an amendment to the budget that would increase wages for 17,000 home care aides by about 75 cents an hour. In total, it would cost $6.1 million. Jalin says she imagines her colleagues will support higher wages in theory.
But there are many important competing demands for the amount of money we have. So I'm hopeful, but not confident.
How the kids? How the grandkids doing? Good?
Back at Natalie DeMarco's house, Francia Fortuna says she's thought of trying to find a job that would pay more money, but she's conflicted. She loves the work.
Oh, my God, what am I going to do the day that I don't see? Like, Mr. DeMarcos, I know he's going to miss me, and I got to miss because you feel like part of the family.
And that makes it easier for her to worry less about money, at least while she's keeping other folks company. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Asma Khalid.